Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the IG Group's full year 2013 pre-close update conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Chris Hill. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. I'm joined here this morning with Tim Hopkins and Kieran McKinney. This is a slightly unusual call, this one, because we're giving a post-close, pre-close update, so I don't think we'll dwell on things too much. We're clearly in the year-end process. The audit process has begun. You'll see in the statement there is some guidance, but we're not giving numbers as usual. Overall, it was clearly another strong quarter with a number of individual events that created news flow and trading opportunities. Q4 revenues expected to come in at 104.3 million. That's ahead by 8% and leaves the year now just 1% behind at 361.9 million. That is a good result given the tough first half. Q4 overall was in the same pattern as in Q3, so client numbers were ahead in the less mature markets. Revenue per client was ahead in the more mature markets. We've also indicated that PBT will be ahead of last year. The additional revenue then flows through, and costs were unusually low in the second half. We did take some actions here earlier in the year, and the staff bonus program suffered as even the strong second half couldn't quite get us back to par. You'll remember there were some negative one-offs in H1. These have been offset in H2, so that's pretty much a wash for the year, but it does add up to an unusually strong PBT in the second half. On cash, there are no big surprises. Broker margin at the end of the period was only slightly above H1, but I have to stress that it did get as high as 298 million in the period, with an average in Q4 of 268 million. So readily available liquidity remains a competitive advantage in these markets. Going into FY14, we've stressed that there is a reasonably significant increase in costs. Mostly that's mathematical around compensation, but an increase in the FSCS levy, and also through some investment, which Tim will talk about. And with that, let me hand over to him.
Thanks, Chris. Like Chris, I'm not going to labour the numbers that you can read in the statement. Clearly, it was a pleasing end to the year, a good strong Q4 following on from Q3. And this reflects clients responding well to interesting markets, actually not particularly volatile markets. On most measures, volatility was actually lower in the second half than the first, but there was a succession of different news stories which made markets interesting to trade. You'll have seen that during the period we acquired IG.com, which was very much a key step in our ongoing brand strategy. We've also acquired a number of local domains to this, so for example, ig.co.uk, ig.de, etc. Over the next few months, we'll be consolidating all of our websites onto ig.com, with all of the local domains pointing to that one site. Consolidating our traffic in this way should help to improve our search engine ranking and also reduce the amount that we have to pay for sponsored links. As you have seen, Japan had a very strong Q4, which is really driven by the movements in the both the yen and the Nikkei. We've recently had some clarity from the regulator around binaries. On the one hand, they've banned the forms of option, binary option offered by most of our competitors, which should clearly make our offering more attractive competitively. But on the other hand, the need for new binary clients to take a test before they can trade binaries will almost certainly make it harder to recruit new clients. We don't yet have a firm date for when these rules come into force, but we expect it to probably be around the end of this calendar year. Also on the regulatory front, we haven't said anything in the statement about the financial transaction tax because we don't really have any new news. But I think there is an increasing view forming generally that it's increasingly likely that any FTT which is introduced across Europe is much more likely to be benign and look more like the current French model. Trading on mobile devices continues to increase at a good rate. Over the last few weeks, we've consistently seen just over 30% of all of our trades being placed on mobiles. And clearly mobile technology continues to be a key area of ongoing investment for us. We are increasing investment in a number of areas going into 2014. There are a number of initiatives, and we'll talk more about these in detail in July with full results. But I just touch on three areas now. We plan to make it increasingly easy for active traders to access IG across a number of different platforms, some of those third-party platforms. We are in ongoing talks with regulators in, I think, currently three different jurisdictions about the possibility of those countries opening up and us being able to offer our products there. I certainly hope that at least one of those countries will land towards the end of this financial year. Until we've got greater visibility on that, I'm not going to say at this stage which those three countries are or which one I think will land first. And then finally, we're also working on a software solution to facilitate brokers connecting up to Nadex. That's all I've got to say for now. So with that, I'll open up for questions. So I'll hand back to our operator, Martina.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. Our first question today comes from James Hollins from Investec. Please go ahead.
Oh, yeah, just a few for me, actually. There's a cheeky little statement in there about the US, and clearly that's been talked about for a number of years. Were you implying you have no intention of telling us anything more about that today, or whether you could give a bit more colour on, you know, what exactly the plans are there, what the software is, you know, how much investment is going into that, you know, beyond the sort of $5 million you talked about, and also the secondly sort of related to that investment. I'm just wondering, I'm probably being an idiot here, but who owned IG.com before? Was it in use by someone else, or is it just sort of a startup for you guys? And the third one is on, again, FTTs. You haven't been keen to talk about it, but would you see that potentially as a benefit a la France if, you know, if it were to open up pretty much as is currently planned, I believe? Thanks very much.
Thanks, James. On the US, we've certainly seen a steady increase in the number of members trading on the exchange through the year. I guess the main news is literally in the last couple of days, both the SEC and the CFTC have made it very clear in public statements that trading on binaries is binary options in the US is only legal if you trade through Nadex. There are a number of offshore operators, mainly based in Cyprus, who are operating illegally in the US, and it's good to see some final clarity on that. As yet, I don't think many of those operators have ceased to advertise in the US, but I think they will over the coming days and weeks. So I think that's an important development for the US. Having said all of that, it remains a long-term project rather than something we see becoming massive overnight. In terms of IG.com, it was owned by a substantial Brazilian media company who continue to operate under the website ig.com.br, but we were able to persuade them to sell us ig.com. And then finally on the FTT, clearly there's a mild benefit in France from the structure of the tax there. I think it would be overly optimistic to assume that we get the same benefit everywhere, but we're certainly increasingly optimistic that the FTT won't be a negative impact for us.
Perfect, great detail, thanks.
Our next question comes from Philip Dobbin of Espirito Santo. Please go ahead.
Morning. So I've got two sort of questions. One is on the trading in Q4 and the UK active client decline at 7%. I just wondered to what degree that was just the general macro overlay, and to what extent is that a lag from the first half experience? And if it was a lag, you know, how did sort of active clients progress through the quarter? And secondly, on costs, Obviously, I can see the variable compensation resetting for 2014. But what's your sort of general guidance on sort of headcount into 2014? And could you perhaps quantify the FSCS levy increase into next year as well? Thanks very much.
Thanks, Phil. So, first question on the client numbers in the UK. Current, I think I'd rather they're going up. Clearly, it's really current clients are trading well, and that's why you're seeing the revenue per client come back through. We're seeing a relatively constant level of transactions, sort of in terms of momentum quarter on quarter. And against the first half, actually what we've seen an increase in is the revenue per client, and that's really because these clients are finding more interesting areas in which to trade. Reactivation is more than offsetting churn. We are deliberately not targeting the lower quality brackets, and we've increased some pricing and minimum deal sizes which address that. There's probably a bit of an effect there. But it does remain still quite difficult to bring on new accounts in these markets. It's one to watch because I do think there is a lag impact. You know, we had a very, very quiet first half. And in those more mature countries, so the UK and Australia, where, you know, the economies are not in great shape, I don't think it's one that's particularly conducive to people to go in and start trying leverage trading. So I think there is a bit of a lag impact as far as that's concerned. And then, on the costs question, you mentioned the variable comp reset, and then you'd asked about headcount. I think that's something that we'll go into more detail in July.
Thank you.
And sorry, the final point was FSCS. And you know, it's my planning assumption that cost is going to go up into next year. I've never so far in my tenure see that number go down.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1. We have no more questions queued.
Okay, in that case, we'll wrap up. Thank you, everybody. As ever, myself, Chris, and Kieran will be available during the day if you've got any further questions. Thanks.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.